the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The Sanhedrin instructed the apostles to stop speaking in the name of Jesus, to stop proclaiming the gospel. In other words, keep it to yourself. We don't want to hear about this anymore. And part of the reason was, is part of the gospel was that they were responsible for the death of Jesus. They engineered his arrest and engineered his trial and had him handed over to the Romans. And then when Pilate wanted to release him, threatened a riot. So the Pilate, in weakness of character, acceded to them and had Jesus put to death. Well, you know, you can see why they would not want that proclaimed, because it makes them guilty of the death of an innocent man. And they were. But then again, so is everyone else. Because Jesus died for our sins. Whether it be the members of the Sanhedrin, or whether it be the people here in this church today, Jesus died for our sins. Regardless of any of that, the apostles did not obey the Sanhedrin. Why? Because truth was more important, particularly the truth of the gospel, which Jesus had given them final instructions that they were to proclaim the gospel to the ends of the earth, which is exactly what they did. We must obey God rather than men. And so what must we? You know, if there's a law against it, against obeying the faith and following the commandments of the Lord Jesus, we must disobey that law. Because the most important thing that we can do is to obey the gospel. In season and out of season, legal or illegal, we obey the gospel. In the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.